Sycamore Chase expansion.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MRRPC, medium-density residential planned community district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 73.95 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Daisy Road, which is Sussex County Route 370, approximately 0.6 mile west of Bayard Road, which is Sussex County Route 384. The 911 addresses are 34665, 34723 and 34771 Daisy Road, Frankfurt, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 18, Parcel 45.00, 51.0, and portions of 53.00, 54.00, and 54.01. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of the applicant's subdivision plan, we have a copy of the plus comments and the applicant's response to the plus comments, we have a copy of the environmental assessment from the applicant and the public facility evaluation reports. We have a copy of the service level evaluation response from DelDOT. We have a copy of the comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the Technical Advisory Committee comments, including comments received from the State Department of Watershed Stewardship. We have a letter received from Artesian Resources. We have a copy of the applicant's geotechnical investigation, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right. Yes, sir.
For the record, William Scott from Scott and Schumann in Bethany Beach here representing Beezer Homes. Mr. Whitehouse, did you also mention that there was an exhibit book that was submitted?
I believe I did.
Sleeping on that.
There is an exhibit book in the record.
Okay, so. Thank you. So again, William Scott from Scott and Schumann in Bethany Beach here representing Beezer Homes. With me this afternoon is Gavin Robinson from Beezer Homes, also Jason Palkowitz, the engineer. From Solutions IPEM. As Mr. Whitehouse stated, we submitted as part of the record an exhibit book with a summary of the proposed project, the Public Facilities and Environmental Assessment Report, the PLUS letter and the responses that were provided by the developer, site plan and various area maps. They're also included within that exhibit book statements of compliance with the county code, with the county comp plan, and the portions of the county code regarding MR zoning and the RPC overlay. As Mr. Whitehouse said, this our application is requesting a change of zone from AR1 to an MR medium residential district with an RPC overlay. We're proposing 176 lots, which would be a mix of single family and townhouse lots, and active and passive open space on parcel of land that comprises 14 acres. The property is located next to existing Sycamore Chase. Just going to forward to the 7, which has the aerial map. Sure how to make that bigger from here. I don't know that my eyesight will. Thank you, Jamie. So property is located next to the existing Sycamore Chase, which is along Daisy Road inside the county. The property itself is located south of the town of Ocean View. It's zoned AR1 currently, and it's located in the coastal zone in the most recent comp plan for the county. Current conditions are the property is predominantly cleared farmland with some woodlands and a small amount. There's about 4 acres of federal non-title wetlands that's concentrated in the upper left-hand portion of the site. The reason I have this particular portion of the exhibit book up on the screen is to show you the surrounding communities. So again, the property is located south of the town of Ocean View. So as you come out of the town of Ocean View, you've got Fairway Village, which is a large townhouse development. You have Bear Trap Dunes, Village of Bear Trap Dunes, that's in the town of Ocean View, but has 704 units, mixed townhouse, single family, and stacked condominiums. As you come down towards the proposed project site, you've got Forest Landing, which is an MRRPC with townhouses and duplexes. You have Friendship Creek, which is located on that right-hand side of that road on Bayard Road. That was recently approved, 2018, as a general residential conditional use with 133 multifamily homes on about 47 acres of land. You have the Seaway community as you keep coming down. Byard, that was rezoned from AR to MR earlier this year in February with a conditional use for 57 multifamily units. Across from that, you have Milo's Haven, which was approved in 2019. That's 179 units on 71 acres, and that's also a mix of single family and townhouses. Currently before you is a community right across from Friendship Creek called Lilyvale, which is proposing 174 townhomes on 51 acres, but that's currently pending before the council. And again, the proposed project is located next door to the existing Sycamore Chase, which is 104 units that were approved on 55 acres. I share this with the commission to underscore the fact that the proposed project area is located in an area where there's been significant historical and ongoing residential development, similar to the character that we would propose for this particular project. We did participate in the PLUS process last year. As Mr. Whitehouse mentioned, the PLUS letter and responses from the developer are included in the exhibit book. The property is located in Investment Area 3 in the state spendings map, which of course is recognized as a growth area. Under the county comp plan, as I said, it's located in the coastal area, which is a growth area, which encourages the use of the RPC overlay designation, which will allow a mix of housing types as we've proposed here. The coastal area, as you know, the purpose in the comp plan is to encourage the most concentrated forms of new development in growth areas, including higher density residential development. There is a compliance statement in the exhibit book as well, addressing each of the components of the comp plan, which I know you're all familiar with, and I won't regurgitate here, but to the extent you have any questions on any specific one, happy to answer them. But there's a statement as to compliance to each one. This is a request to rezone to MR. As you know, the purpose of the MR zone in the county code is to provide for medium density residential development in areas which are expected to become generally urban in character, but where sanitary sewers and public water supplies may or may not be available at time of construction, together with churches, recreational facilities, accessory uses, as may be necessary or normally compatible with residential buildings. The district is located to protect existing development of this character and contains vacant land considered appropriate for such development in the future. The MR zone permits a base density of 4.35 units per acre. There is discussion in the comp plan and in the code where higher densities could be permitted, where there's central water and sewer available as here. The density that would be proposed for this particular project is 2.63 units to the acre. So it would be significantly less than the base density in MR, which I think at that 4.35, the request could have, you know, been reasonably as high as like 289 units for this particular piece of property. But the request here is for 176 homes, 96 of which would be townhomes and 80 of the, which would be single-family detached homes. The zoning map, which is Exhibit 5 in your book, I'm not sure how fast I can scroll to that, but I'll try, shows that the property is surrounded by other medium residential, general residential. There's some C1 property located nearby, which of course is a closed district, but still provides the possibility of residential at 12 units to the acre. And the property, the surrounding area is being historically and currently developed for residential similar to what we're requesting here. There is also a statement in the exhibit book of compliance with the requirements of the MR zone that again goes through each part of the county requirements in the MR zone. Similarly, there's a statement in the exhibit book regarding the 99C subdivision considerations and each of the considerations that have to be made for a subdivision. That's also included, and again, I won't regurgitate those here, but to the extent that anyone has concerns or questions about anyone, happy to address. We are requesting an RPC overlay district. The purpose of the RPC, as you know from the county code, is to encourage large-scale developments as a means of creating a superior living environment through unified developments and to provide for the application of design ingenuity while protecting existing and future developments and achieving the goals of the comprehensive plan. The proposed design uses superior standards in that great care has been taken to identify the portions of property that are appropriate to be preserved. So, and then keeping development away from there and directing development towards the other portions of the property. It's noted here that there's 17.6 acres of woodlands on the site under the proposed plans. 8.7 acres, or roughly half of the woodlands, would be preserved and remain. There is 4.1 acres, as I said, of federal non-tidal wetlands on the property. Those would largely remain undisturbed and only would be disturbed if we needed to, for any required utility crossings or road crossings or things of that nature. And obviously we'd be required to obtain permits and deal with all the regulations from the Army Corps of Engineers. The RPC, again, it's meant, is encouraged by the comp plan in the growth area to provide a mix of housing types, as we've got here. The proposed development is designed to essentially to mesh, to be compatible with the existing Sycamore Chase community, which is immediately adjacent. There are two interconnections planned, one on the north portion and one on the south portion, for interconnection into existing Sycamore Chase. This project was submitted technically before the buffer ordinance became applicable. However, we are proposing a 30-foot setback or buffer from wetlands, a 20-foot landscape buffer, except where the property abuts the existing community, or except where there's larger buffers for either wetlands or tax map ditches. There's also a 50-foot buffer from adjacent existing farmland, all as shown on the site plan. Open space, as defined in the code, there's 36 acres plus or minus that are gonna be comprising open space, which is a proper approximately 48% of the land that composes the proposed project. Regarding traffic, DLDOT's proposed the proposed project, as Mr. Whitehouse says, the letter is in the exhibit book, determined that no traffic impact study is required and that this project would have a minor effect on traffic and thus qualifies for the area-wide study rather than doing a TIS. There have been meetings with DLDOT where improvements are contemplated, such as improving the frontage of Daisy Road along the project to 11-foot travel lanes and 5-foot shoulders, and also to improve Daisy Road to 11-foot travel lanes to the extent feasible from Daisy Road down to Byard Road. As for the project, the proposed project itself, central water and sewer would be provided by Artesian, and there's an ability to serve letter in the book. Stormwater management facilities will be designed in compliance with DENRAC and Sussex County or Sussex Conservation District requirements in order to meet or exceed the current regulations. Also included within the exhibit book is a study by Hardin Kite, who did a subsurface geotechnical soils investigation and determined that the proposed project is suitable for development, including infrastructure, home construction, and stormwater management. The entrance, which would have to be approved by DLDOT, is anticipated to be off of Daisy Road. But as I said, there would be two interconnections with the existing Sycamore Chase community. The lots, as shown on our proposed site plan, are a mix of single-family lots and townhouse lots, as encouraged by the comp plan, and again, with a density, net density of 2.63 to the acre. Parking will be provided as required by county code for all units. Amenities, so at a minimum, would be an outdoor pool and a clubhouse and walking trails. There's also, this community would become part of Sycamore Chase, or the existing Sycamore Chase, so that all owners in either side of the community would have access to each other's amenities, including the walking trails, pools. The streets are private and to be maintained by the HOA. Sidewalks are proposed on one side of the street, which is compatible with the existing Sycamore Chase community and would interconnect with the existing Sycamore Chase community. Streetlights, if any, would be downward-facing and compatible with existing Sycamore Chase. Landscaping will be provided, obviously, if there's any final site plan, and we get that far, that will be, again, compatible, attractive, and with the existing Sycamore Chase community. The project, as I said, is proposed to become part of the existing Sycamore Chase community, so that the existing homeowner association there would take care of the streets, you know, the stormwater management, the open areas, collect assessments, what have you. It is important to note that the existing Sycamore Chase documents contain a disclosure to all current residents of Sycamore Chase that there was the possibility of expansion, including this adjacent property. So that's, to the extent people read those, that disclosure has been in there, and the developer has been giving, it's either biweekly or monthly updates to the Homeowners Association regarding the state of the development and construction in existing Sycamore Chase and happenings in what could become the expansion of a Sycamore Chase. I did prepare proposed findings of fact and conditions, which I can provide to Mr. Robertson should the commission look to look favorably on recommending our project. Before I conclude, I just wanted to make sure there was anything. Gavin, did you have anything that you wanted to mention before I conclude?
Sure. Good afternoon. My name is Gavin Robinson. I'm the Vice President of Operations for Beazer Homes in Delaware. I want to first thank the Adkins family who's in attendance with us today for even giving us the opportunity to bring this project before this commission. At Beazer Homes, our goal is to provide a durable and growing value to our customers. Our goal is to be good stewards of the land and the environment around us. In 2023, we were named Energy Star Trade Partner of the Year. We were named Indoor Air Plus Leader of the Year. That was the first time that had been handed out to a corporate builder. And we are also on the path to zero energy ready. We are going to be building zero energy ready homes by 2025. We've already started that effort in Sycamore Chase. We hope to continue our success in Sycamore Chase in delivering quality homes, energy efficient homes with this expansion to that property. So with that said, I just want to thank you all for your time and even considering this project. Thank you.
Thanks, Gavin. Just in conclusion, we believe we've demonstrated that the proposed project meets requirements of the county code, that's consistent with the trend of residential development in the area and the goals of the comp plan, and consistent with the Delaware State spending strategies maps. Again, proposed density is equal to or less than surrounding communities of a similar nature. We believe the proposed project will help promote the health, welfare, convenience, and prosperity of the county and help support its economic development. With that, I would ask that the commission consider recommending our change of zone and MRC overlay, and we are here to answer any questions the commission or anyone may have.
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Mears.
I don't have any, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
This may have been said, but is there some component of this that you would consider to be, you know, workforce housing?
It's not specifically part of any of the county's programs. It would be the hope that at least the townhome units, which theoretically would be priced lower than the single family homes, might provide some ability for, you know, something more affordable.
Thank you.
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
Not for me, thank you.
None for me. I as observation, I had to ask Mr. Whitehouse. At first, I was thinking that Sycamore Chase was itself an MRRPC, and this was an expansion of an RPC. That's a subdivision. This is an expansion of that. It's a new MRRPC next door. So I think I have that right now in my head.
Correct. Yeah. So Beazer actually didn't do the approvals or on the first go round for Sycamore Chase. But yeah, correct. It's a subdivision. So when we call it expansion, it's more that it's an expansion of the community, not an existing RPC.
Right. And I mean, I get the RPC because that allows for different types of housing types and that sort of thing. So
correct.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. All right, sir, if you'll take a seat nearby.
Sure.
We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone who would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1991, Sycamore Chase expansion?
Just real quick, before we go, were you going to hand in the proposed findings? Just so we make sure we get that on the record. That's all. I didn't want to interrupt you. But I did before we closed the hearing. Thanks. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Chairman. That's all good. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1991? All right, sir, come on up. Now's your time.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity to address the Sussex County Planning Zoning Commission public hearing. My name is Charles Parsons. My wife and my sister and I own the property that's west, just west of this proposed subdivision or zoning change. This morning I was doing a little bit of research and in relation to the Delaware strategies for state policies and spending from urban level one to rural level four, the state discourages development in investment level four. And that's what I thought we were. In this previous address, he said we were level three. But anyway, the state policies, they say they discourage that, where state policies will support agriculture, protection of natural and cultural resources, and open space activities, including the promotion of agricultural industry support activities. And whether or not it means anything to the Planning and Zoning Commission, my grandmother was born in the house that's on this property next to the request for the rezoning. She was born in 1900 on that property. And my great-grandfather owned that land for some time before that. I don't know just how much, but it's, to me, it's disappointing to see all of the subdivisions that are popping up. I counted when they were going over the different names of the subdivisions, I counted 13. With, I'm sure there's others that are being recommended now. But to me, that's disappointing, the changing the whole, what the place originally was, a farming community. I can remember when I was growing up, the County Road 370, which goes past this request. You probably, when I was small, you'd go out and sit in the middle of that road and probably wouldn't see any vehicles for a couple of hours, and then it might be a pickup or a tractor. I mean, the changes are just astounding to me. My previous job was with the Sussex Conservation District doing inspections for erosion settlement control. So I'm familiar with some of the things that go on with when a subdivision comes along. And the fact that 65% of all of the building permits in the state were issued in Sussex County for the whole entire state. I was astounded when I saw that information. While the other two counties are experiencing decrease. And I know that the beach is the reason why. It's a great opportunity for people to come to our area. But to see what's happening, it's the increase in 2021 to 2022 was 101% increase in building permits. Now, I guess my question to the commission, just one question, is how long can we sustain this? Is that what your, is that what your purpose is? I mean, how much is enough? You know, it's like the old farmer didn't want all the land, just what was next to his. So, I mean, and that's not funny, because we're experiencing that. To me, it's just crazy what's going on. I don't know. Perhaps you could take a minute and just maybe explain to me what the commission's proposal is for the future.
It's really beyond the scope of this particular public hearing for us to do that, but I'm sure that particular hearing is concerned just with this application here today.
Yes, I understand. But what I'm telling you is that site plan is approved, it will have all of the meaning of this particular setting, will it not? Well, if you don't allow it to be rezoned, then nothing happens. But if you do allow it to be rezoned, then there's 176 family residences that are going to pop up next door.
Pretty likely.
And I guess my question to each of you sitting here is that what you would like to see next door to you?
It really isn't about what we would like to see. It's about what the ordinance allows.
I understand that.
That's our situation.
Right.
I've been doing this for a while, and I can assure you there's been a great many plans come across that I didn't like. But I'm not up here to like them or not like
them. That's
right. I'm up here to measure them against the ordinance that we have. And so far, this is what our elected officials have given us to administer, and that's what we're doing. And certainly that's where the change needs to take place, is at the ordinance level. If the ordinance were written differently, then outcome. Another thing I would point out to you is that nothing gets developed unless an old farmer sells his land.
Yes.
So that's
very incriminating.
Well, I'm just saying, it's just a fact.
Somebody thinks it's funny.
If these guys would, didn't sell the land, it wouldn't get developed.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Have I mentioned anything here that is against the ordinances? And what I've said so far? Because you said you go by ordinances.
Well, and I would add we go by
not just our ordinance, but the comprehensive plan. You know, you sort of asked what the guidance is for Sussex County. We, after a lot of public input, every 10 years have to adopt a new comprehensive plan.
Five.
For Sussex. No, it's 10.
It's 10. It should be five.
Yeah, right. No, it's 10.
You're talking about the OSPC?
Well, Off-State Planning Coordination reviews the comprehensive plan.
The plus?
And plus, that's plus, yeah. But it's every 10 years. So we'll be doing it again in, 2028, but we'll be gearing up for that probably a couple of years or more in advance of that, so not too far off in the distance. But that's also the time for folks to get involved and really set the vision of the future for Sussex County. You know, unfortunately, it happens all too often where, we get roomfuls of people who are opposed to our zoning code, county code in general, our comprehensive plan. And, after going through 2.5 years of drafting a comprehensive plan, we look at those folks and say, well, where were you when we were establishing the vision for Sussex County? You know, it's that's the time to sort of set the tone for how this stuff plays out.
That's true.
And that's not a criticism on you at all. It's just sort of general observation.
That is true, but when it's an agricultural area and you expect agricultural things to happen, and this comes on you, then it's kind of a surprise. And by the time you realize what it is, as you just said, we're down the road already.
Yeah.
Sir, I think I could speak for everyone here. We would all like to see more forest preservation of agricultural land, we would like to see more affordable housing when housing is built. The ordinances as written and the comprehensive plan limit our ability to really force anybody to do those things that we might prefer with their land, because they have the right to develop it within the ordinances.
And just to be clear for everybody on the record, you know, they're asking for a change in zone. Right now it's zoned AR1, and that's 2 units an acre. They're asking for it to be rezoned to MR with an RPC overlay. So that is legislative, and there is discretion on that. That's not the code says you have to zone it MR, or the code says you don't have to zone it MR. You have to look at what appropriate land use is, but that's also, as I was going back to, that's, you know, where we look for guidance in our comprehensive plan, and all the facts and circumstances of a given application. But, you know, this is in a coastal area, so the coastal area is a growth area under our comprehensive plan. So, again, there's all factors that you all have to take into account as to whether this is an appropriate zoning change to MR. So it's certainly not a done deal. I don't want you to think that's the case.
And if I created that impression, I want to apologize for that. They are entitled to ask, not entitled to a change of zone. They came in with a straight AR subdivision plan. That's prescriptive. It's not legislative. Prescription for that in the code, and if they conform to that, it's very difficult. In this instance, they are not entitled to it. They're entitled to ask for it, and they're guided by the documents that are, you know. I get where you're coming from. I really do. But it's a little more complicated than just saying no.
Oh, I understand. I understand. I just want this time to thank all of you very much for allowing me to oppose.
Well, I hope you come back. I hope you come back when we're doing, you know, the comprehensive plan and all that, because I've been through that cycle 3 or 4 times in my time here, and it's always the same people that come, and then when something happens in somebody's neighborhood, then they're upset. Well, you know, where were you? You know, we had 15 public hearings on what the vision was going to be. Seriously, that's not an exaggeration. Yeah. We had 15. Yeah. Last time we had 15 public hearings.
Including outreach at different fire halls and everything else.
Yeah. And all around the county.
That's as bad as the House of Representatives.
But I certainly hope to see you again.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And you do know there is another. We make a recommendation to County Council. County Council make the final decision on this. So there'll be another public hearing, probably that same 23rd. Is it
January? Correct. Same meeting.
Yeah. This will be January 23rd at 1:30.
Okay.
So please come and share your feelings with them.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi. Thank you. For matter of record, my name is Sherry Parsons Merritt. My current address is 6799 Cherix Road, Girdle Tree, Maryland. I grew up there, and the 34607 Daisy Road. I grew up there. That's where my grandparents raised. The property has been in our possession for over 123 plus years. One concern that I particularly have different than what my brother has is the easement. They're wanting an easement on our property, which is adjacent to the property that they want to do the AR. Is it possible that if this does go through, that they could move that easement over on them instead of putting it over on us? Leave us alone, because there is a AR agricultural road there that is a right-of-way that's been there forever. Between, at that time, it was Mr. Joe Atkins, which unfortunately he's passed away, and our property. There is an agricultural easement there. It is no longer. That would cut off that easement to us, even if we didn't do it for farming. That cuts our easement off completely for us to get back to access our property.
Well, that's probably going to need to seek some legal advice in that regard. I mean, if it's a recorded easement, they're going to have to deal with you.
Right, because they want to take so much part of our property, and like I said, that would cut that easement off completely for us to access.
It's only going to happen if you agree to it.
Correct, correct, that's correct. And if I don't, if we don't, yes, because we have contacted the attorney, and I've spoke to him, and unfortunately, and Mr. Andy over there, and no one's gotten back to us.
Well, it may be a little premature. They don't even know if they've got it at all.
Okay, okay. Okay.
Where's the easement located, and what's it for?
The easement is located between the two properties, the 34607, and where they're going to put the road.
Like, we go by, unfortunately.
Southwest corner, my brother is stating. Yes, there is an, there has been an agricultural easement there forever.
So there is a tax ditch running east-west, right through the middle of the parcel, which is that yellow line there.
I don't know if this is going to work, but it's right in this.
Well, just go to the screen and point to it.
It's right in this area right here, and they wanted to take a my property, which it would cut us off from the agriculture right away.
Okay.
Yeah,
if we could have you come up just for the record, just to give your name.
I'm going to need you to come up and give us your name because
that's all right.
Okay. I'm not used to this. I've never done this before. I'm shaking like a leaf.
Oh, okay.
And I was even a school teacher, so. But I'm Elaine Parsons. I'm married to Charles Parsons, my sister-in-law, Sherry. I have lived where I am right now on Daisy Road since 1977. Not born and raised here, not a Sussex Countyan. They are. I do not have the sentimental value of the area. But I am really truly concerned and have been and wish I had come up earlier when all the other developments have been raised. Mr. Scott showed us a map of all the developments that are in our area. And what they have done, they put in homes where wildlife lived. And I've told many a people that I would rather see the wildlife than the population, the density. We are a rural area. We are used to be a farm community. And because of these developments taking over, are being developed, it's kind of going by the wayside. Mr. Scott mentioned something, and I didn't get it all.
Ma'am, you need to address your comments.
Okay. But he mentioned a fact about urban character, and I'm not quite sure what it meant, except that my understanding is that we will become more of an urban area than a rural area. I am concerned about the density, the overwhelming amount of developments that have come into our area. I was surprised to see as many as there were. I mean, I travel these roads to go wherever I have to do in my time. I'm concerned about the density that is going to be put on this 74 or 75 acres. I'm concerned about the wildlife, the environment. Since I have been here since 77, I have not seen any road improvements on our road or any of the other local roads unless it was for a development, the easements. I know that when Bear Trap went in, they had to do some construction on our road because the trucks, we had frost heaves, if you know what frost heaves are. If you're not from the north, I was. But other than that, we haven't had any improvement of roads. Our schools are overpopulated, though I must say that most of these developments probably, they don't have a high number of children in these developments. But I just find it overwhelming that you are allowing so many developments to come into this area. I fear that we are growing too fast. There's one acquaintance that I have, who a woman who has done projects for me, she and her husband moved in from Baltimore. And I would say that it was in the past 10 years, because I know where she lives, and I know it was there beforehand. And she even said to me, this is a woman from Baltimore, I don't know what we're going to do. So many people are moving in. As we put in these developments, the area that the developments are coming in are being destroyed. I can't think of any other word right now to say other than it is being destroyed. I started coming down here in.
Okay, ma'am, I'm going to ask you if you would get
updated. Okay, but I
are very general, and I appreciate them, but we're really concerned about what is there specifically about this development that.
Density. In an area where, I mean, in the past, when Beezer came in and developed Sycamore Chase, they cut down trees and they filled an area where deer, turkeys, foxes, wildlife lived. And so the deer are being hit on the road or moving inland. And as you know, we had the 22 acres beside the expansion, which some of it is wooded. And I don't want to see that happen. As I already said, I'd rather look at the wildlife than the people, and that's all.
All right.
I thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very
much. I appreciate all of you for listening to me rant.
Indeed. That's quite right. That's our
very job. Genuine.
Yep.
Thank you.
Indeed. All right, is there anyone else who would like to speak? Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Going once, going twice. Opposition? Anyone else like to speak? All right then, anyone on the commission have any questions? All right, there being none, we're going to close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office.